Hello, guys, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm your podcast host, Sharita, very of Holistic Talk. I just want to welcome you all on today, and I hope that you are having a fabulous day. Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. That's right. So today we're going to talk about source and quality of herbal remedies. Source and quality of herbal remedies. So don't forget, if you hear me mention someone's name, a year, a month, or day, or date, that's because I always include an in-text citation when I am discussing a topic. And don't forget, guys, I always give a reference at the end of our podcast. So be on the lookout in the description for a reference to today's podcast. So we're going to talk about source and quality of herbal remedies. As you all know, herbal remedies vary from retail outlets across America. That's right. Every herbal remedy, some retail herbal shops may carry the same thing. Some carry different stuff. Some carry the same remedy, but it's made differently, produced differently, and manufactured differently. Some of them you can find at your local supermarkets, health food stores, and at your local pharmacy and in your neighborhood. That's right. A lot of herbal remedies can be found at your local supermarkets. You may look out and find them in a health food store. You may also find some of them, a little bit of them in your local pharmacy in your neighborhood. But most of the time, if you want a herbal remedy, it's best to go to like a herbal store. That's just a side note. There are different ways that one can find out the quality of herbal products. You can either go to the manufacturer companies themselves to find out if the product has been tested, meaning a lot of people that purchase herbal remedies look to make sure that the product has not been tested on animals. Now, a lot of people do make sure that the products are animal free. That means when you do buy herbal remedies, they should have a little mark, a little icon on them that has like an animal in a circle and like a line going through. That means it has not been tested on animals. But you are welcome to call the manufacturing companies that produce herbal remedies. And they will kindly, they are welcome to send you a list of ingredients that they put in their herbal remedies. Of course, we know we can turn over the box and look and see the recipe, but sometimes it's good to call and just, you know, do your own research for yourself. Just a little side note. Sometimes you can consult with your local doctor on what herbal remedies are good, because most doctors do recommend certain brands of herbal remedies. That's because lately a lot of doctors are getting into herbs and essential oils and alternative complementary modalities, and they are incorporating into their practice. So they may or may not make a suggestion. This is why I always give a disclaimer to talk with your doctor first before you try anything on your own. So some doctors may or may not recommend a certain herbal remedy that you could take. Now, that's why I say it's very important to talk with your doctor. If you go to such places as like Rite Aid and look for herbal products, in most cases you find a herbal remedy that has been approved and recommended by a doctor. When you do go to like certain places like that, if it has been recommended by a doctor, it will have it printed on the label itself, even recommended by the doctor. And in some cases, it may say approved by the FDA. It all depends. Even though herbal remedies and supplements are not regulated by the FDA. Side note. This can be the case when we look at those herbal products that are organic and wildcrafted. Most organic herbal remedies come with a label that states that it has been certified from the USDA. But take in mind that not all organic herbal remedies that say organic is not certified unless otherwise stated by the USDA itself. They may be read 100% grade A organic, but it's not certified. Looking at those which are wildcrafted, these are plants, flowers, herbs that are grown in the wild and that does not require the hands of humans intervention in helping them grow. They are naturally fertilized by nature, which means animals play a part in their fertilization period. Wildcrafted herbs, flowers, plants, you must follow a certain guideline to name a few. Because they are grown in the wild, you must first get permission. If they grow on the land of someone, if they grow in a national park, you must get permission. Then you have to identify the flowers and the plants. So why you have to identify the flowers and the plants? Because this is case you know, you can get a plant identifier, and they have loads and loads of apps that you can download to your cell phone for a plant identifier. The reason why you have to identify them when they're in a wild is because some plants may have an identical twin plant that may be poisonous to humans, but good for animals. You see what I'm saying? One plant I think comes to mind is the hawthorn plant, if I'm not mistaken. You must identify, then you have to identify the flowers, annual plants, herbs that you have collected. You not want to take from those areas that have been sprayed with pesticide. Remember, when you're collecting herbs, plants, flowers from like other places, such as maybe near the farm, near crops and different things like that. And you know that they've been, you know, the crops and stuff like that been sprayed with pesticides. So you want to be careful not to take those types of flowers and stuff that have been sprayed with pesticides. That is real dangerous, harmful to humans. There are several companies that use wildcrafted plants, flowers, and herbs to produce herbal remedies, such as Gaia Herbs, which was founded by a master herbalist, Rick Scosa, in 1987. They produce organic herbs and are certified company. They have a certified organic farm in the Pacific Northwest and in Peru. They also have a board of scientific doctor of naturopathic. Their products, which are herbal extracts, are USDA certified organic herbs. And I'll leave that for you all so you can go to there with Gaia Herbs. There are a lot of brands out there. Some are good for us and some are not. Take a little. It may work. Take too much may cause damage to your overall well-being. This is why it is so important first to consult a herbalist or medical doctor on which herb remedies are good for human consumption and which herbs are not. Very, very important. Like I said, I want to say the hawthorn because there's some plants that have a sister plant, may look the same, grow the same, but actually are poisonous to humans and good for animals. You know how we used to say when you were little, don't eat the little red berries on the trees. Well, there are some berries that grow on the trees that are actually good for human consumption. And then there are bad for animals. Then they're the ones that are good for animals that are bad. I mean, good for animals to eat, but are bad for human consumption. This is why you must have your plant identifier, or you can actually purchase a book that help you identify plants and herbs and flowers out in the wild, especially weeds. You know, weeds are, people hate weeds. They grow on their lawn. especially dandelions. And people hate dandelions because dandelions pop up everywhere. But did you know that dandelions are edible? And they're actually, even though they're a weed, but they're actually a herb at the same time. So look up dandelion. You'll find that dandelion was used for many, many things. So when we come back to the next podcast, we're going to talk about dandelion roots, dandelion flower, some of the benefits of dandelion flower, what it helps support, the dosage, and a whole lot of other stuff pertaining to dandelion. So I thank you for tuning into today's podcast as I talked about source and quality of herbal remedies. Until next podcast, peace, deuces, and namaste.